Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Peruvian government withdraws concession that had been granted on Siete Colores Mountain. The National Agrarian Confederation denounces mining officials are taking over the government. In March 2018, the Peruvian government granted a concession to mining company MinQuest Peru, acquired by Camino Minerals Corporation, Canada, to exploit resources in Siete Colores Mountain and the surrounding areas in Cusco region without consulting the people in a prior free and informed manner. As a consequence of the social mobilization and strong social media campaigns, the government withdrew the concession in June, but the National Agrarian Confederation, CNA, is demanding that this is formally stated in writing, since so far this has only been an expression of intent by the company on the authorities. Antolin Huascar, CNA chair and coordinator of the Articulation of Indigenous Organizations, Pact of Unity, talked about this in an interview with Real World Radio. He stated that the Siete Colores Mountain territory, the main tourism area in Cusco, is shared by two provinces and belongs to two communities, which are disputing the property over a space that is considered cultural heritage in Peru. This mountain is also known as Huincunca and is located in the middle of a mining concession area called Red Beds 2, covering 400 hectares. The area is also a source of economic activities for the communities inhabiting it, both agrarian and tourism activities. If these hectares are granted in concession to carry out mining activities, they would lose their appeal and it would cause the destruction of the environment with mineral extraction. The mining ministry disregarded the historical value of communities and did not carry out a prior free and informed consultation, denounced Huascar, and he added that the agreement only involved the company's officials and Cusco's authorities. About this, he warned that private companies have former officials now working for the government. They learn all the bad practices in the private sector and then go to agriculture, mining or culture ministries to find mechanisms for mining concessions to be granted without limitations. In response to the social rejection against the granting of Peruvian cultural natural heritage to corporations, the company issued a statement in which they claim to be willing to hand over the mining concession to the corresponding entity to safeguard the integrity both of cultural and tourism development in the area as a cultural icon of our Peru. The CNA is demanding the annulment of said concession to be formally recorded and for the company to leave the area. Currently, 26.5% of the Peruvian territory is in the hands of peasant communities, which produce most food supplied in the city markets, said Servindi. Over 70% of products come from family farming, mostly communal family farming. Nevertheless, 35% of lands owned by peasant communities have been granted in concessions to Canadian and Chinese mining companies. Altogether, 14% of the Peruvian territory has been granted in mining concessions, which causes attacks by the companies against peasants and indigenous people living in and defending these lands. It also brings pollution and looting in these territories.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.